you. It's a pleasure. This is your site, the Avigdimel is your site. I just today mentioned, they interviewed me somewhere, what are you all about? I had charut, I should have mentioned Rabbi Miller more. There's no suffix. A big chunk of me is Rabbi Miller. Although I didn't extensively sit with him. I know him plenty. But I have no words for him. How he agrees with me. I'll tell you something that's kedaiti. I've said it about 200,000 times already. But I'm gonna repeat it. I was a bach, I couldn't sleep. And I asked Rabbi Miller, can you help me out? I called him up on the phone. I want to sleep. In bed, Mr. Schlafen. So I took a Gemara Makis, and I went for 2 weeks, and I was same insomnia, full blast. Didn't do nothing. I think I even probably stayed up even later with the Gishmaki Gemara. Sits in the garnished. So I call him up, it's not working. I did what you said, I took a Gemara Makis. What's the difference? The Yetzahoravil man, Mazonish Lenin, Chavis Alvavis, Mazonish Lenin, Ablat Gemara. Did you hear that? He was not Navadik, but he lived with the truth. Musha! He told me to learn over an hour. Musha. About 40 minutes of spyless. I remember distinctly to divide it, the details, Gedekach Misha. Yeah, Zecha. A good hour. An hour and a half. Somewhere between an hour and an hour and a half. More than an hour. Badai. That I remember clearly. And that was before the party. How can you tell him that kind of boy? Learn an hour day Musa. He probably had Ruach HaKadosh. You know, this is for him. Ichlam Musa Rabbeisai. Lam Musa, you want to be happy? Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Vigda, Ben Rabbi Shol. He has wonderful Einikoch, by the way. Not shy, especially the one that comes to us. He has the sweetest, nicest people rave over him, Yeshua. He saved this guy, saved that guy. He's not shy. Anyway, it was Kedai, the whole of Rabbi Miller, could be Zoysha to Rabbi Yeshua. Alt Kevein Kedai. Azoy Zogich un Yechveis. Yechveis. By the way, the kids are underestimated. Not too many kids around. He's sugar. Eat this guy up. Come on. You're still around? Your mother doesn't take a bite here and there?
He wants to know why you didn't listen to the rock. Why'd you take him out court instead of Chazalot the first time?
I didn't know the difference. I did the chop. What's the difference? Learn, you know. And after me, I'll tell you my son. I had a matzah where I needed a Yeshua or a Fuah or something. I had a problem. And I called my Rebbe Avoizer, that's all. And I worked hard. I learned Musa and I learned Gemara. I was hard, holding and learning very stark. I was proud of myself. Excellent. So I said, it's not working. So he asked me, what are you doing? He said, I'm learning Musa, yeah. If I were whatever, a little more, whatever, more, sure. And I'm learning Gemara very stark. That's why it's not working. Did you hear that? That's why you want a Yeshua or you want to be a Shane Alam. Take your pick. You need a Yeshua, someone sick, Chas V'Shalom. Now, there are people out there that could get a Yeshua by a black Gemara. And not where I come from. It doesn't work by us. Try it. I recommend it. Watch it complicate your life. You like to learn, learn. Maybe the learning will bring you. Don't think about, they told me in the Vedic that betachen doesn't lapdafka mean learning the sefer on betachen. The fact that you're taking it easy and you're not getting all stressed, that's called betachen. Without opening a sefer. Walk slow, relax, and I'll add something, another you say. What? He's good. He's clever. I'm good. Now I want to tell you something. I asked this question over there. If you're going around all day with positive thoughts, go ahead. The guy are full of these positive thinking. So you're another shagets. Positive thinking. I have a better kasha. The guys who go, I tell you, the biggest mitzvah in the world are the guys who go walking or in the gym. They are kodesh kedushim. Why? Because they have no covet. Oh, tisachun the gotcha starting. You look like one of these Americana Hatties, and you go running around the pool, the place, and you go take a dip. And why aren't you sitting in base medish viayi? Running around the pool, but who do you think you are? I'm a kind of boy. Yeah, the guy, this Puerto Rican's right. There's all the things. You, same root, same olive. Check this, check that, you know. Get yourself someone to help you. I know Big Rob recommends that for some people. Yeah, you have to hire a guy to train you in how to learn how to get your exercise properly. So you don't feel, I kind of, that's why the gym, the walking business, that whole sugya of running or walking or swimming exercise, the shmiras aguf, the vitamins, that's kaidish kadashim. Because you don't have the feeling that you're against a tzaddik, you think you're another bum. That gufa makes you chashiv. You're doing it for the yebishta, not mayim rabriyas. Even in back of your mind, when you're learning, you're on an island, but you know, back in BMG, they go for guys like me. Back in Brisk, back in Achleisfuss, in the mirror, I'm from the good guys. But when you put on your gotchas and your sneakers, Rav Shlomo Shulgun said, "Titzach on the Tisha B'Av Sheikh," you know, he wasn't quite from a, you know, saying, so you don't have that feeling, tzaddik. What are you going to do, when Yenevelt? What are you going to say to yourself? You went every day to took your walks. I'm very happy. What did you do? He sat and learned till 2 a.m. Now listen to this. Rabbi Avigdor Miller was a masnid otzim, like pasuk pumini girsa, and he was a yachid that put time and kaychus in his long walks. And he encouraged others. He told me to do it too. He says, you take a long walk every day. It's good for your body tone. It's healthy. He once told me to make a Kabbalah every day and go to sleep a certain time and eat breakfast. That was part of the Kabbalah. Kabbalah, eat a good breakfast. What? Come on. It's got to be more than this. The Teretz is that as a Maisa. Now, I'm not going to say something right now that privately, I will tell you the nusach that I heard, the shame of Yaakov Kamenetsky. Somebody wanted to do the frum thing. I don't want to say what it was. And Rabbi Yaakov said, told him, doing so and so is annoying. I cannot say that in public. It's not right to say that in public. I have reasons. You can't chasu chalila water down anything in Yiddishkeit. But maybe privately I would say exactly what it was. It was Kodesh Kedoshim, the part of that every Yid should be doing like that, Shaykh. Rabbi Yaakov gave him a zog. You have a lot of anod doing it. But you want to do the Ratzon Hashem? Or you want to do what you decided is Ratzon Hashem? You know how important that is? Can't be mas. Very important. We have a guy here, his name is Muki Diamond. He lives in Lakewood. Rabbi Phil Perzel, told me about him. He's a master Baal B'tochen, and I know it. He's a Talmud of Rabbi Perzel. I know how to get it. He's one of us. He had a kid that was born not so pashut. And he's a Rosh Chabura, and he has a tremendous geshfat in learning. And he leads in learning this Tav Sazayin, Labadek. He's frisch, he's freilich. And Mitamol, his wife gives birth to whatever. And he's busy at home and put on the apron, blah, blah, blah. What happened to Geisa Masmid? Sit and roll up your sleeves. He looks like another Yidana. You know, that's the big Masmid. Look at what you look like. And he said this Barabbim. We had a meeting. We got together. So Salat is Yotzai, the Alta is Yotzai. We had a whole Olam together. And he made this remark. He said, if I would not have had the chinuch, that doing Ratzon Hashem is what it's all about, I'd be devastated over my matzah. Daf lamed. Yavada daf min lamed, because it happens to be Ratzon Hashem. Usually that's the case. And there's a reason why the diehards of all yeshivas lamed, they're right. If you're not going to talk like that, you'll lose them all. Oh, Ratzon Hashem, okay, yeah, I think I'm a bigger, better in chesed. I'm leaving the yeshiva, I'm going to start killing it. We'll have all the teenagers, you know, hamaratzim gemurim. Ratzon Hashem, who says learning it? They know what they're doing. The yeshiva is a hacking. Just learn. And they should continue doing it. However, we're a little bit past that. It's time to hear a little different twist of what a yid has to really be doing. Ratzon Hashem, no matter what it is. And when you're learning, it's a different learning. You're connected with the yid. He wants you to do it. But I want to repeat something. Rav Kanarik Zatzal once told me, Rav Kanarik also was zeichel to wonderful grandchildren. And Rabbi Shua, you're getting it all over. I have a big fish in one. I was mispala once. They wish to help me pay back those that I owe. And I owe Rabbi Miller and Rabbi Kanarik. You hear me? Avis is helping me out. Anyway, so what did he once say? Halavai yaisi ozu v'sayrasi shamoru. So I'm a shagetz, but I'm ligging and learning. I'm not so medakta, but I'm learning. Just learn. Bug off. Shaul Feivison used to say this to his Talmidim, very extreme. Just learn! Leave me alone! I've said this. I don't say it all day long. Because I don't know if that's what the Yolim here needs to hear. Especially the ladies. Now, ladies should also believe in learning. Push the husbands a little bit, whatever. But it's a very, very healthy mahalach. Just learn. I have said this. Don't let Mandel dray you a cup with all his musa. Just learn. Leave me alone. I have that in me to talk like that. And when it's appropriate, I'll do it. Because everybody needs a different medicine. Normally, yeshiva bachim need that. And stay with it. I've never seen shana. It's delicious. And there's nothing like it. Even musa to me was a little bit, more than a little bit of a chiddush. In fact, when I first went to Navarig, I felt maybe that'll get me to learn the half hour that I'm supposed to be learning in yeshiva because I'm not good at it. Who wants to learn musa? I didn't mind. You want to be an amaretz? Learn musa. Yeah, learn Gemara, Taisvis, Harva. Be a yid. You know, it's musa. So, from me. God, I like musa. I'm not chas v'shalom. The Mandels are into these things. But when in the yeshiva, the Litvak has got a hold of me. And I did have a big yishmak in learning. And I still do. I may have asked him. And, you know, musa was something not easy for me to digest. Adayayim. I hope all those people struggling with how are we going to learn musa properly will get more schar than the biggest bali musa in the world. It's not an easy. Alvin Kelm said, I think it took him 7 years to figure out how you're supposed to do this. You want to learn musa richtig. Oh, by the way, if you want to know how to learn musa, go to Brisk. I am dead serious. You want to know what musa really is? Go to Brisk. I heard this from an ainer called Reb Yerucham Gerelik, that's all. Who was a staunch from the real, real Briskis, from the Ain. And his first recollection of the Brisker of the first week it was there, he wrote home about it, if I'm not mistaken. He saw him pacing back and forth and saying, L'shuah so'kivisi Hashem, for hours, that's the way I heard it. No, so you want to know how to learn Musa? Go to Brisk. That's the way to do it. So'kivisi Hashem. Halavai, I could do what the Brisker Rav did. He knew how to learn Musa. That's why he's such a big Baal B'tochen. And he knew Shar B'tochen. What do you think Rabaran did when they asked for Avad? Rashiva Mevol Navad. Opened the Chayvus Avavus, of course, which was, they say, his Sefer. And he took a Shar B'tochen. And with the Shar B'tochen, what did he do? He told stories. That's the heard. This B'Shem Rabbi Chil Per. That's what Rabaran did. Shabbat Tochen. Nothing like the sweetest thing in the world. I want to start They're asking me to give something on Shaar B'Tachin. So I plan to talk and speak about it, at least like, let's say the first 10 minutes or so of Shaar B'Tachin. It's not going to make much of a difference. I'm going to talk my head off either way. Just now I'll have a springboard. I'll say we're learning Shaar B'Tachin. So you'll have you can open a safe if you want for the two lines that it's worth. Afterwards, I'll be, you know the matzav. It's just, oh yeah, Vigda Miller. It's Chusiya Galeno. Rabbi Vigda Miller is sitting in Olam Abba. I want to tell you what he once told me. Heiliger Rabbi Miller. Chusiya Galeno. Nothing like him. Why does he have schusim? I'll tell you one reason alone. He brought the world to the Eibishter. He was Chayvus Havavus. I have no selfing in my mind that the Baal Chayvus Havavus himself is saying thank you to Rabbi Miller. I have no selfing. He's up there in Gan Eden saying, thank you, Rabbi Miller. You did a good job. You brought me into the world. And the Eibishter himself is telling Rabbi Miller, you're the one man that chaps. You're the man who chaps. There's an Eibishter in the world. Everybody chaps, but it's different. The Chayvus Havavus, the way he brought out Rabbi Miller. Now, I'm going to tell you my story happened between me and him. I had Kufus. As usual, a Bacha has his problems. Those days, I was still in the mode of looking for problems. Those days, as soon as one problem was over, I had something else, or else I didn't feel right. I've even shot him in Minna Gamakub. Everybody's got issues. So, okay, now what's your issue? You don't have issues? Come on. That's not a mahalach. You gotta have an issue. You have to have something in your mind all day that's eating you up, and that, how do we work with this, that, and I have another problem. Let's work on this. So your head is day and night. How do we work with this problem? I want to tell you, Rabbi Miller. So now breaking midas, he was king. Because the best way for us to break midas is change that stupid, silly, sick mode of kvetching. That's to change the mode around. And thank. I struggle with it till today. I have things. And it's all frum. The frum stuff is the worst. But I'm concerned. Rusni is saying, whoa, what's the matter with you? You know how well you're doing? I don't even hop. I have certain things that I daven for. I'm having. Kim Tara, no. Come inside. There's room for everybody. You want the air conditioner? I can give the guy some. This island doesn't believe in air conditioners. This is Navardi. Oh, by the way, there's good news. My shtiebel. They just announced the other day. In my shtiebel, you do not have to pass the deep water test to join us. They just fixed the leak. But finally, you can come join us without that. Anyway. But what did I want to say? Where am I up to? Let's get some vodka. What's going on here? Lime, the vodka, not machen freilach, the vodka vat. You know, I eat obsessive. All these bottles of vodka, they meet me in my dreams. And they cry to me, please be misakin me. And I said, I'll be happy to. I'll be misakin you. I'd love to be misakin you. You think that they're not real? You think food's not real? It is. I'm a Rishana. The Halig Rishana was once eating cherries from a cherry tree. It was eating and eating and eating and eating and eating until he couldn't eat anymore. And when he couldn't eat anymore, he started crying. And he asked Mechila for the remaining cherries. I'm sorry, I can't be massacring you. Come today, make yourself at home. Drink the Rebbe, drink vodka. Capture the Rebbe on his greatest moment. The Rebbe, drink vodka. You know, they want to show the Rebbe in action. You want to see the Rebbe in action? This is me in action. And I drink vodka. You know, all the chassidim try to show the Rebbe in his, the Rebbe's learning. See, with his bat gemara. The Rebbe's davening. Look the way he's davening. And the Rebbe's, he's on the way to the mikveh. The Rebbe's kabbalas hakol. And watch the way he looks at the kvitloch. Me, they want to take pictures of me. They capture me in my greatest moments. The Rebbe drinks Smirnoff. Say Chaim. Now, I want to tell you. Ah, the Eibishter is so good. I am honestly going bananas. And thanks to Hashem, He's making it happen. You know, there's a story Rav Galinsky told me. I was on my list of Gan Eden. Ah, Rav Galinsky, you know what's going on, how much fun it is to be a Jew. Look what we have. We have a Rabbi Miller. We have a Rabbi Galinsky. We have a Rabbi Malkiel Kotler Zalmar Rafui Sholem, the sweetest, holiest Jew that ever lived. Aye Malkiel Ben Rishel. Nobody like him. Our holy, beloved Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, Rav Malkiel, he should be gesund and stark. Give a big amen. We owe him so much. And he should get stronger, better than before. I don't want him to suffer. Not this much, also not. If he suddenly becomes super good, everybody knows the truth. It was me. Everybody, you all know the truth. I am behind that, Mephis. I take credit now. L'chaim. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, you want to hear that one? I just want to tell you how good it is to be a Jew. To have Hasidim. I am madly in love with the Hasidic groups. That's the way it is. The Sfardim, I'm crazy over them. I'm absolutely, especially this Sfardi over here. I'm nuts over them. I love them so much. By the way, I even like the Litvaks. Anyway. What was I telling you? Here comes. But it really is wonderful. Look what we have. We have Rabar and Rin Nussin and these sweeties. And everyone here. Who you people are, you have no idea in 2 million years, 2% of your Madrega, I'm speaking to every one of you, and I hope every person feels that I meant him more than the guys next to him. Now, don't give me this garbage, then he meant the other guy. No, I meant Dafke you. And if I didn't, then I'm an Amoritz Daraisa, who don't chop the greatness. That's the way you gotta do it. There's no chachmas today. You gotta go extreme. The HR is trying to kill you all over the place. Anyway, what I want to tell you, I had tkufas. You know, I'm learning good, not so good. I remember went to Rabbi Miller. Was he sugar? He used to learn by himself at Chaim Lin. He had his Gemara there. Oh, he harvested and learning day and night. Like, you know. Kiptaran, Rabbi Isha, Kiptaran. We're going to make the tish soon. The Rebbe, anyway, so he said, don't worry about it. You'll get there. The road gets a little bumpy once in a while. Yeah, it is. Isn't that delicious? They loved him. They used to quote him. They used to imitate him. There's a joke going on. I am allowed to say it. Without Chavis, is anybody listening? Are you all listening? They're all listening. Watch what you say. Anyway, we used to imitate him a little, you know? And the story is, I don't know if it's true. He once passed by some guys, like, you know, and they were, whatever. He said, that's not me. You didn't do a good job. I'm joking. Anyway, I want to tell you something about him. He used to speak, like, you know. I heard he told this to a friend of mine. It's all an act. You hear that? What a discipline that is to put on such a front. I was once sick with a back problem. And I heard a tape, Shain Kedacht, and I was really in bad shape. And I heard a tape where Rabbi Miller Punkt said, is when you have problems with your back or whatever, call the Gedolim. They're good for that too, whatever. I called him right up. And he saw that I was an amatzif. He let down all his hair. He was a total, in my life, I never saw this with him. He was not Rabbi Miller at all. He was like, well, let's try this. Maybe we can help you. He was very, no time, no nothing. He saw I was in trouble. He was a totally different person. He softened up like, I didn't believe it was the same person. Rabbi Miller's Chusig and Elena talked about an apple, about the Rabbi Shalom, how good it is. Besides, I found him the closest to Navardic. I find by him. And I'll tell you why. Because he was in the Chavis HaVavis. They are very heavily involved in not being afraid of human beings. Rabbi Miller was not afraid of people. You know what that is? What a madrega that is. It's number one. He once said this in a shmooz. He quoted the Chavis of Avos in Shar Yichel HaMaisa, Hishtav Yisro. You know what that means, Hishtavus? When you don't care if they love you or hate you. And somebody asked the other person, Hishtav Yisro. And he worked at Hik. He didn't care if you loved him, you hated him. He was human, I'm sure. You have to work on it. But he was into that sugya. And that, that's the body. Now, I don't care. You love me, you hate me. Don't bother me with this garbage. And it's such a happy life when you don't care what people think. I'm going to tell you my sister what's happened to me. I'll give you an example of the Navardiga, the way they smell a rat of Avdifas HaKovid every move you make. I was once being Menachem Avil, and somebody needed a lot of chizuk, and he took me with his car to this Avil, and on the way out, so I did my piece. It was a masterpiece. I davened very hard. You hear this? The guy said, like, how'd you do that? You machazik the guy? It was a difficult situation. A very sad avelis. It wasn't pushy. One of these real, like, what do you say to this guy, you know? How you gonna deal with it? El chodumiya sehila. I mean, diamond, what does it say by, he can't talk, he has no words. What should I say? In fact, the first thing I said was, I just don't know what to say. It was so heartbreaking what happened to this person. It was a good friend of mine. And somehow it all came out. It was a masterpiece. How did that happen? So the guy, I went with my Balagola. You know, I'm a fancy guy. I go with my Balagolas. And he just says, you mamish did a job on him. I cheered him up like no one's business. I had the exact words. And he says, you don't chop. While you were taking me, I was davening and my head off. Abishta, help me say the right thing. That's all. Do it! I'm Yosef Atzadik's chassid. Well, it's a Yosef was matzliach every move he made. Because every move he made, he davened, Abishta help. You know why I'm said the best vod in the world is mine? And I always get the best people to come to me? Because I davened. Every move, daven! Abishta will test you. Action Yatzliach! Davin! It's not working? I don't care. I have on my notes, I have a mice where I davin, and it didn't work. I davin again, and just the opposite happened. I davin again, and I got what I want. Action Yatzliach! They're testing you! Don't be in a spoil from all these tests. You go, and you accept. There's different ways of... Anyway. He told me I had a plan what to work on. I took a walk with him. And he told me, work on Menuchas HaNefesh. B'tochen. But I had a whole, an Oved Hashem over here. B'tochen, what's that all about? And he insisted on that very much. And he said, if you do that, you'll grow in Seichel. It's a good thing to become a smart guy. But I still recommend Menuchas HaNefesh. Now, I don't want to say that he said that, but I'm saying what I'm saying. How come everyone makes fun of the Chacham? Chacham for the Manishtana! He's the only normal guy in the whole family. Can I get Abba Bana Zibra Taira? A Rasha in the family. How nice! And they put that in the Haggadah yet. And the Taira talks about that. Yeah, a Rasha? A Nebuch Sheinid Del Lishol. He can't open his mouth. Oh, an interesting family we have here. And then you have a Tam, and you have a Chacham. A Tam is also weird. A Tam. What are you worth? There's one normal guy in the whole family, the Chacham. And what does the world say? The Chacham for the Manishtana. What do you want for the poor guy? He's the only Nachas we have. Now, I have a whole pshat over there. I don't know if the Yilin wants to hear it. It's a murdering pshat. I'll tell you the pshat. I said it already? It was in B'tachon Weekly?
Yeah.
The Olam has Bekiyas in B'tachon Weekly. You know, I can't say anything these days. I was in the public, I went to a chasa, whatever. I was schmoozing. Every word I said, the guys around me, I heard that already. I just heard you last night on the One after another, three guys in one day. Oh, I know that joke. You told it over. Hey, you all know my jokes about a business. Whatever I say, it's on here. And they all heard me. Whatever, this goes on all the time. So now I want to say something. They read it in Bataka Week. All right, the top level fellow. I hold the top level fellow. First of all, it's a Pella. Why are these crazy kids in the Jewish house? What's going on here? So nobody answered me, by the way. I asked Big Tom and Chacham and Big Lum, them, everybody. What in the world's going on here? A Tom, a Cheney Delisha, what's going on here? So I want to say a pshat. If it's Bederach, Remez Bederach, whatever you want to call it. The Torah wants to be Machanach, the father. Now look. Vayimina Bashem over Moshe Avdoi. Moshe was roy to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim because Moshe was the opposite of a Mitzri who has no Akaras Teva to Yosef. And Moshe has Akaras Teva even to the water that saved his life. That's why he was so extreme in that sugi. Okay, that's a bunch that I hold. But there's more. Moshe was an enemy called Mitzrayim with Mefurish. Chazal say they were famous for Gaiva. Liyoidi Vani Asisiv Pari, the big, they were Gaivadik. And Moshe was an onav. To get out of Mitzrayim, you have to have the midah that's the opposite of that midah. He's ready to take you out. Okay, shaykh. That's my pshat. But I want to say another zach. Moshe was an onav of Savlin. And Yeshua was a Talmud. And the Sid Ruchish of Kolech of the Echot. He can deal with all kinds. An onav of Savlin. A Karban Pesach is a bubbler. He's a mushy little booby. He don't fight with nobody. A matzah is flat for anava. It's brought down everywhere. Everybody ever said, it's anava, edelkeit. You're leaving Mitzrayim, veteran on edel yid. The Mitzrayim, they own the world. The midas, it's gulasein v'abdus avshenu, says Rav Dessler. The main thing is a ruchni, get out of those wicked midas, get a type of covered. The mitzvah with the shari, they're all meant for shari tumah. We got to get out of that mode and a different mode. And who's the leader? Moshe. Because he's the greatest in the sugyas that we all need to work on for the rest of our lives. And what do we have to work on? Learning to be civil different people. And that was Moshe, Anav Sablon. To be civil all kinds. I'll deal with you. He makes me meshuga like this. I'll deal with my wife. I'm joking. I'll deal with my shviga. I'm joking. But I'm not joking. Everybody has people all over his life. We'll call them bunim. It could be Bonim, it could be all the people that we're dealing with in our lives. We want to teach them, we want to handle with them. Your midas, you have to be able to deal with opposite types. A chacham, a tam, just the opposite, different way. You have to be civil and understand different types. Sheni Deli Shalawana Taina is a situation. It says, taf today, hakel. Hakel, anoshim, noshim, taf. What do you bring top for? Babies. They belong there. They don't get a mitzvah becoming top. Could they leave things? Shame. But what are they coming for? Because maybe something will go in. So sometimes when you're involved in working for the public and spreading Yiddishkeit and helping others and be mechanas, sometimes you're talking of a situation that halavai goes into one ear and goes out the same ear. Halavai. Well, I know there are big Avdei Hashem that will go to the other end of the world for a suffix of being makar of somebody. They'll do that. And I need that. Anybody that's involved in Zikya Rabbim has to be able to swallow a pill of realizing you may not be doing anything. You have this big, big giant minion and one day there's nobody there. How do you feel? It's very discouraging. So you have that Shane Daily Show mentality. I'll deal with him too. He don't know what's flying. I have to do mine. And a Russia, sometimes you gotta be tough. People that can't be tough, what happened to Yitzchak Avinu? He didn't smack up Esav, Chazal say. He became Esav. What happened to David HaMelech? He didn't smack up Adonai Machagas and Avshalom. They became rebels. So you have to have a toughness to you. Shalom HaMelech lost his malchus. He didn't have tough. You have to have all kinds of midas for yourself. Okay, now, Paroi is the opposite. Vayakutsu. This is the best part of the book. Vayakutsu mepnebe. I can't. They hated us. They were disgusted with us. Watch out. Don't be a Mitzri. I don't like that guy. Get out of that Mitzrayim. Leaving Mitzrayim means get out of that mentality. That guy turns me off. He's not my cup of team. It is, there is a place for keeping away from certain people. You know, sometimes it's appropriate. But very, 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 very often, you're stuck. I know two brothers. One of them hates Midrashites since he's a kid. The other one loves family life. He's so, that's his dream. He likes that. So the one with the family life marries a lady that pops on the whole business. She never visits this. She doesn't want that. She says, and he has to live with this. And the guy that hates Midrashites, he ends up with all these kids that are a bunch of cool guys. And so each one gets exactly his weakness. The teacher, Midos! You came here to raise kids? You came here to raise your own Midos! Deal with it! You want to become great? Or you want to be able to tell the whole world, I got the best kids around. You want to become great? No more Vayakutsum. Don't be, I don't like him. I can't deal with him. Deal with him. I just got a phone call. Whatever. People that can't deal, I can't. I don't get along. What should I do? The best way is disappear. Don't look for trouble. But what if you're stuck? You're married or you're working in a situation that you can't stand. Rabbi Miller didn't have it easy. You know that? I know this. He had to weather this. There are things in his life that were just the opposite of his nature. That I know. I'd rather not say. But it was just the opposite. And he lived his life with that matzah. What's the greatest part of Rabbi Miller? Being able to deal with something that's against your grain. That's the best accomplishment you could ever have. Now I got to tell you Merdeka Maisa. I'm going to tell you about a prat. What is a prat? Prat is like this. I want to thank, by the way, among other things, Rabbi Golombek is one of my staunch supporters of my B'tach Weekly. He always slips me money. We have Tariq Dula Makim Echad. The money is coming out of my ears. Anyway, by the way, with that money, I just hit it. I had a couple of mifsim. You tipped the scale. Now we finally made it. I just, whatever. I was drowning a little bit. I still need, but it's fine. But as far as what I need for the moment, you did the job. Thank you, Rabbi. You're good. Can I have a bracha from the rabbi? Give me a boa. Well, it's good. It's done. You know what I did? It was Pesach. So I go around, and I keep saying to everybody, come inside our bais seder's group. Let's go. Move in. At the island, come to see them. Girl. Wait, let's move the table. 1 second. Push the table back. So let the server come in. Did you see that? What we just did now? Did you guys who are looking at me or listening to me, do you realize that just now we had to move the whole table back? Because it was like, one second. It was such a big oil. Some rebbes have see them like, I have alamilas. I have Echus and Thomas. I have a lot of see them. That's us. Metzach Haimish. Smirnov is here. Anyway, listen to this, Maisa. I went with a guy to be Menachem Avil. And it made a phenomenal impression. I really did a job. Now, on the way, but he was my Balagola, and he wanted to schmooze a little more. He was taking Mishnayos, doing other things. And I had already said my Hamakka Menachem. So I had to stick to I put up a beautiful show. It was great. There were people listening. Who's that guy? Oh, yeah. Ooh. So I got my coffee. Kim Tarachim Simcha. I get Simcha when I see you. Kim Tarachim, all the devoted, my Hasidics. Come here. Kim Tarachim. What?
From Pentius.
Yeah. Anyway, listen to this. Yeah, give him a chair by side. I'm not sure my Olam really wants chairs. They want some Smirnoffs. Fine, no, my Hasidim. I'm joking. Anyway. On the way out. See, he stayed longer. Now listen to this. I could have went straight to the door and, you know, get into the room on the side. You made a beautiful impression. You made the guy happy. You came across with toys. It was great. beautiful job. But you have a few minutes to wait. So for me to look good, it would be ideal, just disappear. No, I did not. Being a good Navartiga who loves pratim, looking for golden opportunities, I dafka, walked back a little bit and stood there for a few moments. And you want to say I was awkward? In Navarti, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. You're allowed to be awkward. Oh, awkward. Stood there like a klutz. Didn't say anything. I didn't take any mishnayos because I held I won't do it. So I didn't look good out of that either. I didn't look good out of this. I didn't look good out of that. You know, my whole big speech, it dampened that beautiful show that I made, that made me look like the chayach. So, but I feel I gained a lot. I had that much less fear of humans, that much less concern about their opinion. And you don't have to be a mishugana, but you're allowed to be awkward. You're allowed to make mistakes. You know what Rabbi Chodesh used to do? Rabbi Miller also. In Slambutya. When you spoke to him, he'd wait a full minute. You're sitting there like, what's with this? And he had all the time in the world to answer you. You know how hard that is? It's a real prat. Slambutya, they did that a lot. Let me think what I'm saying next. They didn't. When we talk, every move we make is, okay, let's keep moving so it looks like I'm smart. If I stop for a minute, it looks like I don't know what I'm doing. It doesn't look good. It's a bazillion. That's why people don't do well with hesitating. Get ready to sit here. Oh, you saw me in action today. The whole school knows already, like, so Shuvim are coming to see me. Anyway. But I did a prat. You don't know how chashiv that is. You don't know how every move you make, you're afraid of my yaimru habrius. And the real way to do it is to learn a lot of musa. You have to learn musa. Here comes. Lili Nishmas Rabbi Vigna Miller. This shtickle is such a gold mine. And he was into that. What does it say? You're not a mishugman. He says like this. Someone's betab Hashem. Maybe I said betchayna Hashem shal yavelu zulasei. You shouldn't serve other people. La yitlas tikvasei banoshim. It's up to you own. Look for their help. La yavidoi sam. Don't serve them. K'dilim zechem beinayim. La yachnif lahem. La fachel mehem. La yirav. His lashon is la yirav mimach lekusam. Don't be afraid if they split from you. Don't be afraid of rejection. La yira mi machlokusam. It could mean don't be afraid to get to machlokus if you're fighting l'shem shemayim. That would be more pashtus. But it also means don't be afraid of rejection. Now I do this periodically to kill because I am petrified of getting rejected. Whatever, I'm afraid to get rejected. Everybody is rejected. Now, I hung up first. See that telephone conversation? Don't let him hang up first. Don't let him hang up first. That he's rejecting you. It's no good. Make sure you hang it up first. Oh. You see what's going on? Navardigas were very into the fine points of COVID. It's all over the place. And by Navardig, I would dafka hang up last. Let him talk and let him look like Grada. I don't do that so easily. I don't have the problem so much. But it's not so push it to turn yourself into a shmata. In a Vardic, they would tailor make each person, this prat is good for you. This is too much. You're not ready for that stuff. Not everybody should be doing all these. Depends. Everybody's different. It's got to be a prat, not a klal. You don't turn into a shmata. But now what do I do when I'm at a chasana and I'm dancing and there's some people on the side? I stretch out my hand and come in. Now when you do that, that's high risk. It's almost as bad as public speaking. It's high risk because the guy may not want to join you. And he's going to leave your hand hanging like this. And everybody's going to see how you tried and he rejected you. B'feyam ve'eda. You're rejected. It's terrible. State in the service of others. La'ira mimach l'kusam. Do not be afraid of their machloikis means splitting away from you, of their rejecting you. They are disagree with you, or they're going the other direction. And that's a, or what happened? You say about Nevadics will say about that they know nobody holds from. You want to try that? You want to get up around? I've seen it. Get up around and say something that's super unpopular. You know who did that? Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim used to go in the Vilna Shul. He used to get up. He was very short. He had to get up on a thing over there, on a chair, whatever. And he started telling the maskilim were in that shul. I was in the Vilna Cemetery. You know who's buried there? They have the picture of the dead guy on the cemetery. You know what all these dead guys look like? They don't look Jewish. They don't. There's that's not the Amalek of Vilna. The Vilna Cemetery, it's Shrekla. I think the Kovna is even better. They both ain't too great. That was in both cemeteries. But the Haskalah, they ate up the whole, they messed up the whole matzah. And then they have a picture of the guy, beautiful paintings. They take the dead guy, they make him, make his face red. You know, like, they put him up. So he should, forever after, the world will remember how good he used to look when he was still alive. So it's very important to stick that picture on his gravestone. A picture of the guy. Yeah, it's all over there. The cemetery is full of these in Russia. And they're good at it. And it's waterproof. You're not going to mess them up for no money. You can come there for 100 years. He looks great. Like the day whenever one. You know, he died. He looks beautiful. The guy do this. When a guy dies, they put him in his best suit. And they put him up a little bit. Make him look real good, you know. See? Everybody remember what he's really a good looking guy. He's half dead. He's going through years of years through the month. Let's remember him in the good. Very important to remember a guy in a good way. It's very important. Shem Yirachem. A lady has to be, she died at 98 with no teeth. Don't put up that picture, please. A lady, woo! Shem Yirachem. She didn't look at Vuzlamatin. That's life. You're heading there, you know. Anyway. Chavetz Chaim got up on a chair. He got up on a chair and he started giving me drushes about Yiddishkeit. And they threw things at him. There's some maskilim, a circle of some people there. Throughout the drusha, they threw things. He did this regularly. The Chavetz Chaim. And they threw things at him, and he knew. They hated him. They say years later, there were two maskilim got together, and they remembered that. And one of them, something happened to him as a result of that. They say whatever was kedai for that, whatever it is. So the time says, he wanted to make him acha, he's drowning, you know, these maskilim are all over the place. Litta was the worst. It's a machloikis. What did the Briskerov say? Sam Seifa saved Hungary from the Haskalah. Whatever he saved. Hasidus saved Poland was saved by Hasidus. Litta? Yesh Aimrim. You can check this out. The Briskerov said, Litta was simply not saved. Litta was the worst. The Haskalah? So, Hasidus, a friend of mine, comes over. To my Rebbetzin tells her, hey, so what's the litva? My wife says, what are you talking about? There's more kedusha, there's more tumma. It's, anyway, we got the answers, don't worry about it. We'll work it out. It's all the same. But anyway, Yesh Aimrim, this is the gisa that I have, that the Briskerov said, Musar saved litva. Oh, that's the right gisa. That's for sure. Musar saved litva. They said if not for Musa, the Biskarov wouldn't have all these mirrors who went to Musa Yeshiva. He had to speak and learning with these mirror bachim. Am I right? Without Musa, forget it. Yeah, I'll tell you something about Musa. Lili Nishmas Rabbi Miller. Tell you something about Musa. Rabbi Ruderman told a story with, he wanted to go learn by a Goyin Olam. His Divrei Torah is, they put him in the category of Rav Chaim Briska. He was a genius of genius. He was opening a new yeshiva. And all the Eloim went running to him. He was a Pemapik Margolius. You ever see a sefer? I saw once a few. I went crazy over this. He was Amkin. He was a Goyin. They say he opened his mouth and Kol HaTorah Kula came out. He was reasoning. All the Bali Kishon are running to him. So Rav Ruderman wanted to go. So the Altav Slabotka says, "Oh, you want to go?" Yes. He was a big Eloy himself. Let's steig. And the Altav used to encourage these things. You can leave Slabotka. You keep steiging. Rav Daniel went to Kelm. It was good for him. Go. But when he heard that, he says, "Come, let's have a walk." The Altav Slabotka takes a walk with Rav Ruderman. This is the way I heard the story. You can check it out. And they went to there's a river over there. And it's a true story. They stood there by the bridge, and he says, "Come." He says, "Come." What was his name? Yaakov Yitzchok? Rav Ruderman? Yaakov Yitzchok, "Come. Give us spring. Go, jump in." He says, what do you mean? Yeah, spring a line. What do you mean? Jump into the lake. Jump into the river. I gotta drown. Besser that things are da, we don't. If you want to drown yourself, do it right here. Do it in style. We'd have to run to that Rosh Yeshiva to kill yourself. Kill yourself right here. So they asked Rav Ruderman, what was the shot in that whole story? Rav Ruderman said, because that Rosh Yeshiva did not have Musar on his agenda. And if you didn't have Musar, it was over. They say not one person survived that yeshiva except for one half-baked Mizrahi guy. That was all they produced at the best of their products. That's what this is Ad Kan. On Musa, it wasn't worth anything. Anyway. Yes.
You said before that don't be scared when a person detaches himself. Rejection.
Right.
What does that have to do? That's working on yourself. What does that have to do with betachin?
You're betachin Hashem or betachin people? Being afraid of people means you're betachin them. You need them. In the Vardig, they used to say a lot from the Chayv Sababas. They say that 100 times. When you're coming to a crowd that you're petrified of them, say it. You know what the Mashkiach used to say? He worked on that plenty. I suspect him, I once got it out of him a little bit. He was quoting Reb Yeruchim, a pasuk in the, by the way, Mashkiach of Lake of Dremnosen also had phenomenal grandchildren. Anyway, we have all this, the best people come here. So what I want to say, so Dremnosen, where am I up to? Who? Who?
What is he talking about to do with...
He's telling me, Dremnosen once told me, the pasuk that Rabbi Yeruchim used. He just showed me how he learned Musa. I was sitting and listening to him. He said, "Al tiftasu benedivim beven adam shein lois yeshua. Feitei rucha yashul v'yad Musa v'yayma uav d'oshtei noisav." You know what that pasuk is? You know what a hot pasuk that is? "Don't be b'yteach in the divin dozor chashav v'yidin. But then Adam with human shame, like Yeshua, can't even help himself. He's going to help you. He's going to end up in the garbage can. He's going to 6 feet under in the cemetery like everyone else. Then all his big chachmas are in the garbage with him." Keep repeating that. Anyway, he told me that pasuk. You know, he's just telling me how you learn Musa. And he mentioned that pasuk in China. So I says, "Mashiach, why'd you pick that pasuk?" And he smiled. He knew I got him. I'm Chayshin. He lived with that pasuk. And that's a pasuk of not being afraid of people. It's interesting. The Navardigas rather use different ones. They used what I love when I'm really scared stiff of the people around me. Order a gever sheyiv tabodol. Yeah, it's a klala if you're scared of people. So I'm Bas Azra, Yahim and Hashem Yasali, by Basa, a piece of meat. That's your strength. This guy's meat is a piece of flesh. All the people, you know, Nachashtikal flesh. You're scared of flesh. He's a piece of flesh. Basa Madagin, where is the guy? So I love this one. If nothing else works, I use it. And all my fear is in the garbage. Because I feel it's a klala to be afraid. That does a job. Don't worry about it. You're allowed to be afraid. Listen to me. I say this all the time. Because if you're going to tell people you're not allowed to be afraid of anybody, Avraham is on the poor guys. Who's not afraid of people? But I want to tell you something. You have to learn to talk them two sides of your mouth. I'm very good at that. You have to learn to do that. Or else you're going to kill everybody. Get involved in Musa. The guy can't do it. Leave him alone. So you have to have another mahalas. And you should know you could work on it, but you're okay today also. Listen to this. Murder the Gemaisa. The Yitzhak Olansky, the last living Talmud, the Alma Slobokia and the Alma Vinapardi. I met him. What I used to do, whoever I met, Rosh Lema Freidfeld, I met him. I'm crazy shy. I suffered terribly from being shy. I don't want to tell you. My wife, I had two bachurim who came to see the big Rebbe the other day. On Shabbos, they rolled in. They wanted to see me. And I told them, you know, I wasn't always so outgoing. I used to be shy. They, oh, man, no, please. We don't go. Okay, stop. Rebbetzin, remember me? My Rebbetzin, agree. Yes. I never believed you'd turn out like this. Anybody want to join me? If I could do it, you could do it. You have no idea how crazy shy I was. Crazy. So I used to, whoever I spoke to, that was my first agenda. What do I do with this crazy shyness? I can't function. I'm afraid of everybody. So, Rosh Lema Freifeld said a very, very smart thing. You're not that shy. That's the smartest thing in the world to say. I use this with everybody. Don't stumble yourself, then you're dead. Who says you're so shy? It's fine. That's a very stark malach and everything. I hope that Slobodka had that malach. There's someone else told me it. Yitzhak Rolansky from the Vardik. You know what he told me? Gebahar al Seit. Show me an al Seit. Lama Geb Nakuk. I'll say it's a tunnel for NASA, for this, for that. If Zainish thought about being afraid of people, it's not here. So vice versa, it's not so bad. If you don't have to say I'll say it for it, can't be that bad. How do you like that? Isn't that brilliant? He was in a party. He wasn't scared of nobody. Oh, but you have to understand, I am Panama Tyra. Don't kill everybody. You can't be afraid of people. You could be afraid. There were people, their whole lives, they were afraid. They're sitting in a lamaba. But the thing is, if you want to inspire yourself not to be afraid, you know, don't tell them. You're supposed to turn me off already. I want to stop right another 5 minutes. My latest mifus. This one you're not going to believe. Rabbi Sai, you will not believe my latest mifus. Last night I got the call. This person is trying to get me. I see the name popping up again and again. Finally says, okay, what's up? Who are you? I don't remember anybody. I speak to a million people. Who are you? Remind me? Yes. Oh, before you up to him, what happened here? A 3-year-old kid had a stroke. He was dead. I mean, he was limp. He couldn't eat, couldn't move. And he is riding on his bike. And he is digesting. And he's a new person. He says, wow, how did that happen? I said, because you told us, as soon as we called you, he's going to pop out of the hospital right away. And that's exactly what happened. Did you hear that one? It's a true story. The Rebbe's latest mifus. Go tell all the students.
Right away.
They waited at the yomtov, whatever. But that's my latest mifus. You want to hear another one? This one's maybe even better. This one's Haflava fella. This one is Kedai. Somebody is a Chayla Masukin. I don't want to go into details. because I like to protect people and not figure out who, what, when. 8 months ago, a horrible thing happened to this person, and since then, the person is flat, horizontal, but there's hope. But in the meantime, it's shrekless. And I was asked to come on Shvi'i Shel Pesach to visit this person. And I told the guy, look, I'll try to go there, but I'm telling you up front, as long as I do a hishtablus, that's enough. I tried. As long as I do a hishtablus. So, I went to the house. I knocked all over the place. There were three different entrances. I knocked on each one 20 times. And I made a chazara again. And I walked over. He says, hey, I did my job. You're going to take care of him. 2 days after Pesach, the relative who had asked me to be there. And I asked him, I met him, what's with that person that you wanted me to visit? And I told you, it's not really, you know, I'll find out. He calls me up the next day. In 8 months since he had this horrible accident, it never happened. He suddenly got out of bed, and he's driving his car, and he's doing things he never did before. In 8 months since the Maisa. And I did not say a word to this person. I was asked to be Mechazik. That'll do something to him. And I told him up front, you don't need me, Hashem does a just as good a job as me. But I just have to do my mishtadlis. I don't have to actually do it. I don't. So it's good enough. And you hear what's going on? I remember the first time this happened to me, there was a certain young man that he needed me like, you know, without me, he's dead. So he needed me. I was mechazik him very much, to say that. And Shabbos, I'm going to need you on Shabbos. Shabbos, I can't. You know what I did over Shabbos? I said, Eibishter, you can do a better job than me in being mechazik people. And Maitzi Shabbos, I called him up, Olam Hafach. I says, what happened? I don't know, over Shabbos, I felt so, you know. Yeah, Rabbeitzai. Davis is so great. Even Yidl Mandel isn't really needed. Even a great person like me is butl of a vutl to the Tate Shemayim. Should I tell you? Listen, I'm dismissing the Yolam. You served. You can all go. I'll talk a little more, but the Yolam doesn't have to listen to everything.